This episode of the Pru'u Muay Thai podcast is brought to you by PMTLifestyle.com, authentic Muay Thai lifestyle by Pru'u. Definitely go check out the website at PMTLifestyle.com for some awesome lifestyle merchandise. That's for those of you out there either involved in Muay Thai, looking at getting involved in Muay Thai, embrace a healthier lifestyle to live the life of a Nak Muay. Go check it out.
Sawadee Kap, welcome to this episode of the Pru'u Muay Thai podcast. So, with a new studio, there's been a little bit of hiccups and some growing pains, but I'm really excited to see what's coming down the pipes. I'm heading over to California this week. I don't know when this podcast is going to air, so I might already be back and I'm traveling around everywhere. Part of the things that I like is that unless you're really close to me, you probably don't know where I'm at, which is great, right? That's kind of the goal. I'm all over. I was just in Albuquerque, New Mexico this past weekend running a Muay Thai clinch seminar at Kingdom Muay Thai, New Mexico. Shout out to Mark Ensenberg for having me out there with his team. Tim, Jared, Kevin, thank you for your hospitality and hosting me. I got to watch UFC 300 with Lando, some UFC fighters and stuff like that too. It was really dope. Had a great time out there. We also got to attend a small fight event. I see a lot of the potential out there. It's great. I'm looking forward to seeing what Mark does with his position that he has out there and continues to help grow Muay Thai and create more activity for everybody too. All right. So today, what we're talking about is how Muay Thai changed my life. This is a great question. And I'm going to tell you, man, when I was growing up, I wanted to do martial arts. My parents would not let me do martial arts. It's one of those things. My dad said no. My mom just, you know, she followed my dad's lead. They're busy. They're running surfboard warehouse, two surfboard shops, self-employed. My mom was also working at Vons. There was a lot going on. Like, they didn't understand the benefits of it, right? As I got through into like middle school, I was like a latchkey kid. If you don't know what a latchkey kid is, it's a kid that shows up from school. They call it latchkey because you open up the door, you're on your own, essentially. So me and my brother were like latchkey kids growing up from middle school through high school. Once we were going through that, I got into the punk rock scene. So if you don't know the punk rock scene, there's good people in it and there's also bad people in it. So for me, like if you're seeing here, like I have like the scars that are on my hand from Muay Thai, but I have like these ones, cigarette burns and stuff like that. That was all from like the punk rock scene stuff. I started smoking at the age of 13, so like cigarettes. I was smoking until I was like 18 years old. When I started, like a little bit before I started martial arts, smoking cigarettes, huffing glue. That was one of the things that I was doing too. I did every substance I could like get my hand on at the time. I was just trying to fill an empty void. One of the things that was going on is we had 9/11 that happened. I think I was in 7th or 8th grade when September 11th happened. There's all this talk about draft, being drafted into war. And of course, I started researching a lot was going on. And I'm kind of like, oh, why do I want to live, right? Why not go party right now? I'm going to get drafted. Nothing matters. World War, et cetera, et cetera. This really had like a mental cycle on me, right? Being into the punk scene too, I ended up growing like a 2-foot mohawk, playing in a punk band. We were called Dysfunctional Chaos. Still friends with those guys to this day. You know, like I said, there's good people and there's bad people that are in that scene. There are some good people as well. My friend Travis Petralba, who's a pro Muay Thai fighter, I've had here on the podcast a couple times. Also one of those people that was part of that punk scene that I met, that there is good people in it. So going into high school, I was behind 2 years credits to be able to graduate on time. All right. Senior year, I had it was unknowingly my first mentor, Chip Frazier. Shout out to Chip. He had a program, a life skills program called It's My Life. It literally changed my life. It's been on the news and stuff like that too. A local KEYT. And they actually filmed a segment at the Pru'u Muay Thai Ventura Academy. So part of this thing was, what did you want to do when you were a kid? And like, why aren't you doing it? Right, it was martial arts. So I turned 18, I had money saved up. I wanted to travel. I heard about Muay Thai through stuff like Bloodsport, Kickboxer, all the Van Damme movies. There's a kid that was sitting next to me in my senior year as well named Kyle, who told me about Muay Thai and said there was like a place locally you could train at. Couldn't find it. They actually went out of business. It was an MMA place. And then I found out like 6 months later that they had actually reopened and relocated. And that's when I started my journey, right? I had money saved up to travel. Didn't have enough for traveling for what I wanted to do. I wanted to do a trip to Greece. So I started doing Muay Thai, right? I I invested in my training for that. It ended up being like, I met my first trainer, Fred Lemus, who I dedicated my book to. Preparing for Your First Muay Thai Fight book is dedicated to my trainer, Fred Lemus. Rest in peace. You're missed every single day. One of the things with going there too is like, that's really where my life started to grow. I was still a young kid. I was coming out of the punk scene. You know, I was pale as shit too. Like, just to be totally frank with you, I'm Hawaiian. I'm not supposed to be pale. So I was just working and doing everything I could to like just try to figure out what to do after high school. I didn't want to go to college, right? Just based upon how school was, I should have, because I actually had like this whole free first year because California had like the Promise Act or something like that, where you can go for 1 year for free. I probably should have done it, but I actually did some college classes in my senior year of high school, enabling me to graduate in time, right? So I'd already done a little bit of college, high school. I got into martial arts, and I did it more for like mental health too. I wanted to learn martial arts. It's something I really wanted to do, but I had struggled with depression, anxiety as a teenager, and I needed an activity I could do every day, whether I had somebody there or not. So martial arts was it. Heavy bag is where it's at. All right. Once I started going through and training and seeing those benefits, there was eventually like they had a smoker. If you don't know what a smoker is, they have, it's like an inter-gym. Other gyms come, they would spar and like hard spar. Essentially is a fight, more controlled than like a fight night thing. And that whole era, like beginning that, one of my friends, Roy Corona, he signed me up on it. So yeah, put your name down on it. And I was nervous as shit. I didn't want to fight, but I took it as a challenge for myself. And after that first one, I just kept going, right? And the benefits of Muay Thai, what it gave me is mental focus. The mental focus to be able to have a goal and that goal setting. So the original goal setting that I learned was from my mentor, Chip Frazier. So I applied that same goal setting that he taught me in his It's My Life program to my Muay Thai training, right? For like these fights and stuff like that. The other thing that I also did was, well, I was learning the mental discipline, right? And the focus as well, being able to have a goal to focus on and a purpose, right? Purpose like, hey, I'm going to work during the daytime. I'm going to run before I go to work. I'm going to eat healthy because I wanted to make sure I had made weight. I was as lean as possible and performing well. All right. And there wasn't as much knowledge. If you've been listening on the podcast for a while, you know, there's not as much knowledge as there is nowadays about making weight. So there's a lot of experimenting at that time as well. So along with like the mental focus, the discipline, and that was the other thing, being disciplined, because that, and giving me that purpose of like, this is what I'm going to do. Right. So after 1 year, I went to Thailand. I fought at one of those shitty bars in Pattaya, Thailand. After training there for 2 weeks, signed up for a fight. I remember like part of like that experience was I had a plastic cup and I didn't know about steel cups. I've talked about steel cups here before, but I had to use a loaner cup. And if you don't know how a Thai steel cup ties on, I'm going to describe it for those that are not watching on YouTube, that are listening to this podcast, but it's a string that goes around your waist. And then there's one string that goes to the bottom of the cup that goes, splits your butt cheeks like a thong and ties on the string in the back. All right. So it was a loner. They dug in like one of those big gray trash cans for us to be able to put me in there. And it was way too small. So I had two Thai guys touching my groin, touching my junk, having to fit me into that. So don't be like me. Do go buy a steel cup. It's something that will definitely be something that you'll be using in Muay Thai if you're a man. So when I was doing this and I was sitting on the table, they rubbed me down in the liniment after getting me all situated with my cup, getting my shorts on. And I remember just looking, they had a broken mirror that was in the corner that like we were shadow boxing in. I remember sitting on the table that they did the rub down on and just thinking like, man, I want to do this for a really long time, no matter what, if I win or lose. I did go on to win that fight, but that wasn't the main motivator, right? I was banged the F up. I got my arms kicked out. I had like a third elbow coming off my arm, like it was sticking off on both arms, and my foot was all swollen. I got on the airplane the next day at like, you know, 5 a.m. back to the U.S., layover in Japan, got stuck on a layover. But it really taught me a skill and it gave me drive and a focus. I wanted to get back to Thailand. I wanted to figure out how I can do this more. And I really began to formulate my life to be catered around Muay Thai. If you haven't been listening on here, I recommend you go check out How We Became Putin Muay Thai, part 1, part 2, and part 3. I'm going to list the episode numbers right here. So that way you can go check it out. If you are listening to this on the podcast and you're on your podcast index, go check it out. I don't remember the episode numbers, but I will link those down in the show notes as well. what episode numbers they are, so you can go check that out as well. So after I came back to Thailand, or came back from Thailand for the first time, it really showed me like a bigger picture. I met so many people from around the world. I saw people fighting professionally at like 14 years old and stuff too. And it's something that I, again, just furthered the reason why I wanted to do this. This also taught me, along with like some of my music stuff that I did, I had a really, like, we call it a DIY attitude, do-it-yourself attitude. So if you know the punk scene, that was one of the benefits of it, is it was very much a DIY culture. So for me, I was trying to figure out, like, how can I formulate my work around this? And that's when I started doing digital marketing and really focusing on making websites, doing social media marketing and stuff like that. This is back in 2008. I was also working for my stepmom's company. She wasn't my official stepmom yet. I was her first employee, Betty B. If you are in Ventura, you know what this shop is. Shout out to Betty B. She actually trains martial arts as well at the academy as of just like a year ago. Super stoked to be able to like do these kinds of things, right? And I just was working all the time and doing everything I could to really like focus and have that goal and have that purpose. Because everybody was asking me like, you know, and at 18, I wonder like after Thailand, like, man, do I go to college? Like, what do I do, right? I just kept working and I kept training Muay Thai and it gave me a purpose. Right. And I knew that I would eventually find that purpose. I didn't know what it was. I didn't know it was going to be Muay Thai. Looking back on it, it's very apparent that that's what it was going to be. But in the moment, I had no idea. Like, there was no way to make an income with Muay Thai back then. There was no ways to do these things. So I just really had to figure out what I was going to do. And, you know, if you look at just from where we're at there to where I was at as a teenager, I didn't care if I lived or died. I was doing drugs, substance abuse. No direction, no purpose, to being 19 years old, having a purpose, being focused, being disciplined, taking care of my body, treating it like a temple, right? That is what Muay Thai did for me. And I believe a lot of kids that are going through what I went through back then, this war in Ukraine, this whole thing with Iran, Israel, everything that's going on, I really feel that there's kids that are in that same exact situation as I was. So if you are out there and you're going through that situation, drop a comment down below. Let's connect. I'd love to chat and talk about the benefits of Muay Thai for you or martial arts. I highly encourage any parents that are watching this to enroll your kid for like at least 6 months. You're going to see the benefits and make them stick to it. The important thing too is to have that conversation with the martial arts instructor. Your martial arts instructor that you have should care enough about your kid to be able to help encourage them and have the tools in their instructor tool belt to be able to keep them motivated enough to show up for those 6 months. All right. But in short, guys, that is how Muay Thai changed my life. I did have some questions that came through that I do want to touch through as well. Somebody asked me about this because, you know, they began their training, Finn on TikTok. He said, I'm feeling kind of burnt from training. What are your tips? So my tips are, remember your why. Why are you training? What are you working on? Do you have a clearly written goal? We had it here. Coach Zach talked about it. I've repeated it multiple times here as well. Fail to plan, you plan to fail. So have a plan, you know, get a book, get a notebook, write down your goals. All right. Shout out to Real Quick Design and Consulting as well. My digital marketing agency. Look at these dope things. So I use it, even though we have digital marketing agency, it's digital. I still use analog, baby. It works. All right. Having a clearly defined goal is very important. And knowing that you're taking little action steps toward those goals, some days you're going to be sprinting towards the goal. Some days you're just going to put one foot out in front of you for that goal. And that's fine. Progress is progress over time. Remember, it is a marathon. It is not a sprint. Martial arts is a lifelong endeavor. And the more you can wrap your head around that, I know it's harder for people who are younger, but it's something that I've just really taken and emboldened myself with. And I had great mentors that were telling me this when I was at 19, 20 years old. It's like, hey, you're going to be doing this for a long time. And my training partners too did not let me quit. I've talked about that here before. All right. So just keep showing up. Talk to your instructor. Be like, hey, I want to find some motivation for myself. Don't think about it just fighting. All right. Because what happens when you stop fighting? You're going to stop training? No. All right. But anyways, thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of the Pu'u Muay Thai Podcast. As always, if you like this show, you like the content here, please smash that subscribe button, hit the follow button, subscribe button on iTunes. Make sure to leave us a written review. So you may not understand this, but having a written review on iTunes, like Apple Podcasts, does tremendous things for our podcast and gives us more opportunities, gets us in front of more people, helps us grow. Shout out to our community on the Pu'u Muay Thai TikTok on live, and as well as the Muay Thai community Discord server. We appreciate all of you. You can also, if you want some badass Muay Thai merchandise that is made by yours truly, all right, great merchandise. We have custom hand wraps that say eat, sleep, teep on the cuff that are handmade in Thailand. Working on some more merchandise for that as well. You can go check it out at shop.pmtlifestyle.com. I'm always releasing new designs on there too. I'm working on reorganizing the store currently. That way it's easier to shop. But we do ship worldwide. So you don't have to worry like, hey, does it ship to my country? It won't ship to you unless you're in a country that we ship to. So don't worry about that. A lot of the stuff is made to order as well. Not the hand wraps, but and there's some other like awesome enamel pins. We have limited edition enamel pins on there still. Come check it out and we will see you then. Sweaty cop. We'll be right back.